Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live, thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
Out of here. All right, we have us have with us in the studio an artist that is well known to BFM, but kind of hard to sort of put your finger on. Always evolving, Pat Krause.
Don't put your finger on me.
No, fair enough.
Hi.
Oh, very consistent, but also sort of like, how would you describe your music?
Psychedelic music.
Yeah, right on. Yeah. That's good. I didn't want to cop out and say that, but that's so perfect.
No, that's what it is.
It does sort of take you to places, for sure.
Yeah, and it's a super broad category, so...
Yeah, that's right.
You're playing tonight at the Audio Foundation. Is this part of an album release show?
Yeah, it's an album I put out digitally in the lockdown. It's called A Golden Brain, and I've got a cassette version of it now.
I've got a cassette too.
Yeah.
Just been dubbing at home. Tell us about your dubbing setup.
I got a Pioneer. I think it's a 90s Pioneer deck that I got from that dude in Kingsland. You guys know?
Oh, yeah.
Retrotronics.
Yeah, that's
one. Fred.
A friend of ours has a record player from him, actually.
Yeah,
he
right.
He does a lot of reconditioning of stuff.
Yeah, and he only works on stuff if it's like kind of good quality. I mean, I could use a duplicator, but I do it like on this machine because it's just like more high quality and like, I do it in real time again for the quality. Yeah, it's just sort of part of my daily workflow, dubbing tapes.
Do something for an hour, come back,
put another tape. Just do some soldering while that's, you know, then turn it over after 20 minutes or whatever,
So I'm guessing these are limited.
They're kind of limited, totally, do the covers and everything,
And you're at your spiritual home, the Audio Foundation?
Tonight, yes, I've got Amelia, who does the Top 10 doing her kind of...
Old Chips?
Yeah, it's Old Chips is the name of the act. I mean, she does heaps of different things, but it's kind of like an ambient... again, I think quite psychedelic synthesizer solo thing, which I think she hasn't done a super high number of performances doing that, so it's real exciting. Yeah. Yep. So that's from 8 tonight.
Good. Now, you've brought in an Octatrack.
Yep.
What can you tell people about this instrument? This is a state-of-the-art synthesizer, is it?
It's a sampler. Yeah. It's kind of notorious for... having a real steep learning curve. I've had it for, I guess, about 6 months, and definitely it's pretty gnarly the first month or so, just trying to get your head around it.
Because it's menus and menus.
It's not really that. It's just super, super deep.
Yeah.
And it can do, like, it's the kind of thing of, like, kind of lifetime thing. You'll still be finding stuff after, like, decades.
I've heard
people saying that. Like, it's just sort of, like incredibly deep, and it's actually really been amazing. It's the first decent sampler I've ever had, and it's kind of enabling me to do stuff I kind of wanted to do for a long time but haven't been able to. So yeah, like I've been working with tape loops a lot for a long time, and it's kind of a sort of like a looper, a kind of really extreme looper.
Yeah.
So like I can continue like loop based kind of stuff, but yeah.
Do you know much about who has designed this particular piece of equipment, or is it like a team, or is it just one sort of evil genius?
Well, it comes from Electron.
It's a Swedish company.
It does look Swedish, eh, John?
It's
you see the Swedish in that?
Yeah, it's kind of pretty.
It's very formy.
Yeah, just black and grey.
Yeah, and nice round. Everything's kind of like got cute little round knobs and whatnot. Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah, I'm pretty psyched about it. I've been having heaps of fun. Yeah, basically.
No doubt.
Yeah, and like people who know my stuff will, I think, definitely be interested that I'm doing some quite different stuff now. I think maybe it's got a similar vibe, but using a lot of different sounds that I haven't used before, like voice synthesizer kind of stuff. Like,
wow.
So
changing, literally speaking into a thing, and then a pitch takes a
signal. Yeah, and being able to play that and loop and do loops with that and stuff. It's really, I've been having heaps of fun.
So it's a bit of a desert island box.
I reckon, well, this is my live setup. It's just this machine.
That's impressive.
So, yeah.
Sweet. Mm. Well, look, I reckon we just let you slide on into it, mate. We will.
Cool.
You don't need a microphone.
No,
you're speaking
I'm good.
From the machine.
Yeah, the machine will do the speaking. Yeah. Cheers.
We'll be right back. thanks for giving us the heads up that you were going to wrap it up.
Anytime.
Now, are you classically trained in piano or something
no,
like that?
No, I'm a guitar player.
Guitar player.
Yeah, yeah.
For people listening out there, you're playing in the studio. I can see you playing this piece of kit almost like a piano.
I mean, it's got sample trigger buttons, but you can kind of, they're kind of tuned chromatically, so you can play it like a keyboard. But the thing I like about it, it's not the black and white key.
Yeah.
It's just like a straight row of buttons.
It's not as traditional as it.
Yeah. So for me, I find that being a guitar player where it's all just
a lot more approachable.
I don't get intimidated by it. It's just some buttons that I can play by ear kind of thing.
And you put the sound where you want it anyway. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's great. Krauss, it's always a pleasure. Wow. Thank you so much.
That was awesome. I got so deep in the zone.
Oh, awesome.
Just watch it. It was very mesmerizing to watch that.
Some nice flashing lights and stuff going on as well.
We'll play a couple of normal songs, get our shit back together.
Okay.
Tonight at Audio Foundation, you have some tapes for sale.
Yep.
And people can keep an eye out for some vinyl in the future, getting some pressed up in Europe.
Yeah, that's right. Probably a few months away. Just with the way things are going with COVID. But there's a vinyl version of this album that's in the works right now.
What's the price on the door tonight?
$20 on the door.
Yep. Easy peasy.
Yep.
Get out and enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much.
What time?
Doors at 8. Yeah, old chips on at 8:30.
You're off to soundcheck right now.
I got a split right now. Yeah.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.